Every year, thousands of people go to their very first concert. Our boosted signal at large events means they can always call a taxi to get home.
Mom? Yeah. It was grand. Do you think you could pick me up?
Every connection counts, which is why Ireland can count on our network. Vodafone. Together we can.
Subject to coverage availability. Limitations and terms apply. See vodafone.ie/terms.
Waders is a term that some people aren't familiar with, but waders are a suite of species that breed in Ireland. The curlew probably been the most well-known one, but the lapwing is the national bird of Ireland, is another wader that breeds in Ireland, as is redshank, as are snipe, oystercatcher. These birds, these 10 species are in serious decline in Ireland. So that was the problem that was realised. The National Parks and Wildlife Service and the Department of Agriculture decided to get together and co-fund this project for 5 years to try and implement change, to try and stop the decline of these species. And the European Innovation Partnership brings together the actors, the various actors and stakeholders that are needed to try and solve the problem. So in this case, we're sitting down with landowners, with farmers, with scientists, with local action groups, and with various other people to try and solve the problems and to try and I suppose, implement these measures on a scale that's going to actually provide meaningful change for these species going forward.
And Owen, there is a Leitrim connection to this as well.
There is certainly a Leitrim connection to this. I suppose the stronghold of some of these birds is Connacht. Connacht still has breeding populations are strong enough breeding populations of some of the species, such as lapwing and redshank. There's parts of the country that have none of these birds. These birds are completely gone from a lot of the areas. So Donegal and Leitrim are really important to our project going forward. This year, in regards to curlew, curlew are undergoing what is called head starting. And head starting is a relatively new conservation method to try and stabilise populations that are in rapid decline. So this year we started in April, and one of our first challenges was first of all to try and find curlew nests. We were carrying on from work that was done by the Curlew Conservation Programme over the last 6 or 7 years, and also a Birdwatch Ireland initiative called the Breeding Curlew EAP. So we got people on the ground as rapidly as we could, and I suppose most of the credit goes to them. They put in long, long hours on the ground and in the field trying to find nests. And then if it was early enough in the season that they were found, these eggs were taken and transported in incubators to Fota Wildlife Park in Cork, who have huge expertise in aviculture, in incubation and chick rearing. The eggs were hatched there, and when they were young chicks, they were brought back up to release facilities. And one of those release facilities is in Leitrim. So currently there are six curlew chicks very, very close to fledging. And what we mean by fledging is that they can then fly. And that is, I suppose, what this head starting tries to achieve, is to protect those birds from when their eggs and first laid to when they can then fly and get away from predators and get away from dangers.
Every year, thousands of people go to their very first concert. Our boosted signal at large events means they can always call a taxi to get home.
Mom? Yeah. It was grand. Do you think you could pick me up?
Every connection counts, which is why Ireland can count on our network. Vodafone. Together we can.
Subject to coverage availability. Limitations and terms apply. See vodafone.ie/terms.